Audiobook and character narration, read by Lisa Armitage.
The children who now surrounded Marika felt very strange indeed as they listened to her, something they had never felt before, a curious, thrilling chill that started at the base of their skulls and ran down their backs and right down their arms to their very fingertips. They looked at her in complete silence, and then they ran, screaming. They whispered between them. "Did you feel what I felt? She made me feel funny. Sick. I felt sick. I had this tingly feeling, and 'twas going all over me. My mum says I shouldn't listen to what she says. My mum says she plays with the gypsies. My mum says she is one."
Mr. Clarkson, the manager, had complimented Vera on her common sense and foresight.
"If only more people were like you," he said. "Instead of leaving everything till the last minute, our job would be so much easier."
Unfortunately, Vera's visit with the vicar had not produced the same warm glow of self-satisfaction.
"I cannot become involved in arranging funerals for those not yet deceased," he said. "I find the care of living souls so much more rewarding."
"Change? Don't talk to me about change," said Cat. "I'm fed up to the teeth, I can tell you. I've put on 2 pounds since last week."
Then she brightened up.
"But I have found a wonderful new diet. You start with cabbage leaf."
Busy planning, she almost bumped into her neighbour, Bea Harding.
"Hello," said Bea. "Have you been in Price Fixes? They got a wonderful new offer on sugar."
When she was in primary school, the teacher said, "Yeah, she's bright, but look at this." And she showed us a sociogram, a graph with arrows showing which kids wanted to be friends with which. And all the arrows, these arrows going whoosh, straight at Donna.
And as I finally step out of my last item of clothing, extra large, firm control, leaving it wantonly on the floor as I've never done before, I realise something else. That bigger scar, the one that had eaten into my heart for so many years, is finally healed. And I am virgin territory once more.